My name is Geraldine Hasselpool. I'm here to present facts about Mormon food. Some might call them alternative facts. I prefer my facts to be bipartisan, and that they are for men and women. Who here has seen one of my previous presentations? Okay, just the other day? Okay, good, because it's a little different. Wait, when did you see it?
Last year.
Okay, good. It's different. Okay. You will recall that I use a laptop to project a PowerPoint presentation. This time I am using an overhead projector because some people complain that my data was made up. So in the interest of full transparency, I have printed my data on transparencies. I have... Right? Oh, I like this back and forth now. I never get this with other sessions. I have also found that people do not seem to take me seriously, and my guess is that's because I'm a woman. So I also have a beard. And because I live in Provo, I actually hate wearing that. I also have a beard permit, super official. So what I lack in the elegance of a PowerPoint, I will make up for with the cold, hard data of the food habits of the full spectrum of Mormon people. I do have a disclaimer. Okay. Every once in a while I look up and someone's brought a child, and I'm so afraid. But there are approximately 3 swears, and... there is some mild drug content, not in me, in the presentation. There is, I believe, just one mention of poop. And one slide is considered the most scandalous slide in the history of Sunstone. And every year I try to raise the bar. So now there are several slides that are the most scandalous slides in the history of Sunstone. It's important to know that I recently wrote 57 thank you notes to Mike Pence for the Make America Gay Again barbecue, sponsored by Queer Meals and Provo, and that I am also liberal American fork. So thank you. In my earlier presentation, I had several older men ask me what AF meant, and I maintained that it stands for American fork, and they were like, but that wasn't funny. And I was like, I don't know why you don't get it. Anyway, so then this is also, yes, some of these jokes are old. So, because 2018 has been a rough year for us. So this is also my therapy. Okay. Right, a hashtag on an overhead is good, isn't it? Okay. Some people say that the title of my presentation is super boring. So I have some other ideas. There's... this one, and that one, right? Okay. Beast. And then this one, this is a conference weekend favorite. This one is one of my personal favorites. And then a side of beef. Not funny for the vegans, I know. Okay. Right? Also, so it's important for me to talk about my education. I received my BMI at an early age from Kraft, and this is not comfortable. Okay, and then I did some studies under His Royal Majesty, and then I did some postgraduate work in animal husbandry and animal studies. And then 2 years ago, my husband and I moved to Provo to start an MLM for essential herbs. Okay. Usually that gets funnier laughs. You must all not know what marijuana looks like.
I thought those were maple.
So it's you who did that billboard. I am currently on a world tour. These are all the places I've performed. Ashland, Oregon is the one that got me in the most trouble with my stake president. And then This is where we are today. Okay, so I am here to talk about the Mormon palette. Now, I have, my work is patterned after Michelle Obama. She had the plate, right? Talks about how, what kinds of foods people are supposed to be eating. So as I studied the habits of Mormons in 2014, this is what I noticed. And I think it's important to notice that Mormons are drinking 10% milk. That's gross, not net. And these are the things they're eating. Now there's an interesting breakout part here, and that is mission food. And that looks like this. So,
pollute.
You don't, no. You'd go back to being a vegan, hardcore. Blute. and then, so then I was able to break that down into, this is what Utah Mormons have been in 2014. That's what their food patterns look like. Right? Okay. In 2014, I was living in the mission field, so I was able to pull out that data. So,
fancy cheese. Is that like any cheese except for Kraft?
Uh-huh. Yes. Okay. And then also, interesting, here is the data on apostates. So, 2014. Okay. And of course, this. Oh, and then I got into Boyd K. Packer's three favorite segments of the Mormon population. This is what the feminists were doing in 2014. And then this is what the gays were doing in 2014. This is this first scandalous slide. Okay. Something my brother makes a lot. Data point of one. Hey, I'm a scientist. Don't you science shame me, Baker. Okay, and then this is what intellectuals were doing in 2014. Right? Remember when we were all massaging our kale salad and thinking that was cool? All right. And then 2016 happened, and white people elected Donald Trump, and he decided to go back to the food pyramid shape for his nutrition studies. So this is what Donald Trump is, huh? I know, right? So, but I'm still working with the Michelle Obama format. And so this is what Mormons have been doing. This is updated data in 2017. This is... You have to ask, you don't know. It's cute. Okay. And then this is Utah Mormons. This is... And it's important. Mormons won't say a cuss, so that's why that's edited out. And then there's... Oh, wait, I have a pointer. That'll be helpful. So then I have this part right here is something new. This is what Mormons are drinking. Okay. Like the second wife or... Uh-huh. Yes. Yes. The Nick Mo. Yeah. Swig. Coconut syrup. That's what makes them dirty. So this is what's going on in the mission field in 2017. There have been some changes. Okay. And again, like, this data is a year old, so things are changing. This is what apostates have been doing in 2017. What they're consuming. All from my brain. It's all brain. I don't know. Like, in general or just in this presentation? Okay, and then this is the feminist. There have been a little change there. I would say 2018 shows that we're moving from herbal teas to kombucha. So, right? Okay. And then this is the gays for 2017. That's still it's not just a little bit different, not too much. Eggplant, right? I also had to explain why eggplant was funny to some older people. That was great. I do this to myself, I know. And then this is what the intellectuals have been doing in 2017. This has also changed some. We'll have new data for next year. Huh? Oh, sorry. Someone's taking notes. Someone's taking photos. Oh, I have a good story about photos a little later. All right. Canapes, elote, anyone? It's Mexican street corn. But we try to be intersectional in our presentations. So then also since moving to Utah, I was able to do more studies on actual people that live here. So here's the slide for Lindsay Hansen Park. This is what sustains Lindsay Park entirely. I have so much expired park canning in my house. So I'll journal eat it. I'm like, I won't, but someone probably will. Jeff Poole. Okay, and then this is also the way that Lindsay's keeping in shape these days. She really likes those pickles. And honestly, like, this is why she's into pickles. That's how we know. What?
For the record, she was eating pickles an hour ago.
I knew it!
And I cook, so boom, boom.
Boom, boom. See? The data does not lie. Okay. And then, if I go too fast, just let me know. This is Natasha Helfer Parker, who's the Mormon sex therapist. This is apparently what she's eating.
Does she get those on eBay? Where does she get the edibles?
The edibles.
I'm curious.
No. You're going to have to go to Ryan McKnight for that information. He does. This is how Natasha's keeping in shape these days. Okay. This is my online BFF, David Hymas. This is what he is. To see David Hymas right at a slide. Sorry, Jacob Baker. This is.
It's a lot of urine.
Well, it's David Hymas.
In Alaska,
this is how he's keeping in shape. That's a private story that he's super embarrassed about. Okay, and then this is Micah Nicolaiasen, who's what he's doing to, it's how he sustains himself, and that's how he's keeping in shape. Well, I want to say that there is updated data on Micah. There is. I've learned a lot of new things about Micah this week. So, okay, this is Ryan McKnight, the founder of Mormon Leaks, and this is what he's eating. These are all things that leak. So, what? Wow, what? I felt some judgment. This is how he is keeping in shape these days. Church office building. Okay. Did you get that? Okay. And then, okay, here's a great story. This is, I did this in, presented my data in St. George, and John Dolan was there, and he said, I just have one complaint that I'm not included. And I said, John, I usually like to include my friends, and you've blocked me on Facebook. So he said, well, I give you blanket permission to make fun of me at any time. And there are witnesses to that. And I said, okay, it's your funeral, John. So now this is the slide on what is sustaining John Dolan. And everyone says I went easy. And I know I did. Also, fun fact, when I presented this in Phoenix, he had a photograph of it within 30 seconds. Fun times. And then also he told me that he's really good at growing thick skin, so apparently that's what's going on. Right? I wish I'd gotten it in writing. Now, Jonathan Streeter is the guy that wrote the fake hoax, the apology for racism in the church. And this is what is sustaining him these days. Because everyone's... people get it. It's the pie from The Help. Yes. Thank you. And then... excellent. Bam. All right. And then, let's see. Oh, this is something, this is not new, but I'm sure, I don't know if you can't even read it, can you? It's a letter from the church, and it says, it's highly confidential. It's a pilot program that in 2018, all church welfare farms in Colorado and Oregon that are set aside to grow produce will be replaced with marijuana growing facilities. I'm just leaking the leaker, all right? The increased revenue from this lucrative business is intended to replace declining tithing donations. Every herb in the season thereof and every fruit in the season thereof, all these are to be used with prudence and thanksgiving. So some good information there. And then here's this one too from the Mormon church. Everyone stop being dicks. Okay. Oh, not yet. and then I don't know if you're familiar with J. Kirk Richards. He paints very beautiful breasts, nude women. And so this is what is sustaining Kirk, right?
I get it. She's nipped.
Right? And that's how he's. And then, let's see, this is the one for my daughter. Everyone knows Grace Poole now. This is what's sustaining her. A mother's love, she will deny it, but it's true. Grace's greatest disappointment is that she had to be born, could not do that on her own. This is Jeffrey Poole right here. This is what sustains him. One time he ate a raccoon just to find out what it tasted like. One time he was drinking a soda. Of course he did. He's not an animal. He was like, this is the story. He was all, we live in the woods. There are raccoons everywhere. That's free meat. And he didn't like it. But also I had him convinced for about 2 days that he had rabies afterward. So, and the mouse soda is because he was drinking a soda and couldn't figure out why there was ice in it. So turned it over, and a mouse fell out, a dead mouse. And he'd been drinking that soda for like 3 days. So anyway, let's see. Oh, and this is my plate. This is what I am living off of. So I'm not a monster baker. That's how I... keeping my girlish figure. This is for my enemies. Sample size of like 40. I don't know. Anyway. And this is what they're doing. And then also... Okay. So every time I give a presentation, someone's like, you should include me, and this is what I eat. So this is for all of those people. You're all included. It's the most boring thing I could think of. Yes. Room temperature water. Okay, so that's for you. I won't name names. Right? Let me guess. All right. It's like 2 a.m. Taco Bell. Okay. This is
taco soup.
This is every woman in Utah County that I seem to run across. This is what they're doing. Yes. Lukewarm chocolate because no hot drinks, right? Okay, and then this is what she seems to be doing to keep herself active. Okay, and then also historically, I found this is what Brigham Young has been credited with. Those are all 19th century euphemisms for the lady, for lady parts. But we all know that he had no idea. Right? Aren't those the best? The road to christening. I've been told that one is not funny to many people. This is how he's keeping in, how he was keeping in shape. I know, right? And then, let's see, this is, hold on, let me skip that one. This is the Quorum of the Twelve. We have an outlier who only likes strudel. Oh no, Diane left. Did I make her angry with my... What was that? I love it. She's all, Mrs. Phubbs parlor, my ass. All right, okay. And then this is what the Quorum of the Twelve is doing to, right? And then this is Quorum of the 70s. That's what they... And then this is what they're, how they're staying active. It's the 70s, right? Come on, this is a really tough crowd. All right. So, in January, what was that?
It's just a super orthodox crowd.
I guess so. I'm sorry. You're more righteous. This is a more righteous crowd. Is this the city of Enoch? Is everyone about to be lifted up but me? Okay. So in January, Pepsi was like, Doritos are not for ladies because they make a mess and they make noise. So interestingly enough, I'm getting there. Interestingly enough, I was consulted as Utah's preeminent food scientist by an interesting new client to take care of a similar problem. They were all, hey, if Doritos are not feminine enough because they make a mess and make noise, what does that mean for sacrament if it's super quiet and leaves no residue? So, Sister Poole, if you wouldn't mind, would you be interested in giving us some suggestions to replace the sacrament and make it more manly? These were some of my suggestions. I suggested that we go with pork rinds and barbecue sauce, and that, and also maybe like Pop Rocks and 7-Up, which opens up a really cool new opportunity for having sponsorship opportunities. Or we could just do all in one, perhaps, with right. Little Lunchables, maybe. Everyone gets a little... Right? I'm telling you. Reactivation up through the roof. So here's some notes. When this is announced, which I am sure will be any day now, women and children will still be served bread and water, but in a separate meeting that will take place in the parking lot immediately after sacrament meeting. Deacons will preside over this meeting, as the rest of the priesthood have a lot of great and important things to do. Boys may partake when they turn 12, as well as non-member men and boys over the age of 12. And an exciting new opportunity, girls ages 12 to 18 will be asked to hand out napkins. So, super, super cool, super cool. We're calling this new program Sacrament Helps All Men Everywhere, or Sahame. So, What? So, here are some interesting food trends I'm noticing. Pickles. So new. Let's see some more. Test tube meat. Right? Fermented things, because that's the loophole in the Word of Wisdom. I don't know, hyper local produce, whatever you have got in your backyard. And then this, probably. And then here's, I get a surprisingly, oh, that's bright, a surprisingly high number of questions. So here's one. Can I still get in the celestial kingdom if I have less than 10 cans of cream mushroom? The answer is no. That is telestial level food hoarding. So, okay. And then here's this one. I don't know why I'm so hard on the vegans, but here we go. It's all your fair. It's all your fault, Blair Osler. Your fair. I know you're not vegan anymore. I ruined you. You came to my house and you put cheese on a salad one time. So. So, yes, Sister Grant bore her testimony of vegan cheese. So clearly she's in apostasy. This is an important question that comes up an awful lot about celiac. I don't have an answer for that one yet. And then here's all my orders into the Instant Pot. I thought that was against the Word of Wisdom, not to mention the law. So telling people to repent. And then this is my own personal question that I still have not received an answer for. So I'm of the school that, like, ask, huh? Yes, better to ask. So I will now answer any questions as directed by the Spirit.
Is it one of the demons?
Oh. If there are no questions, thank you for coming to my presentation today.